I believe that this is about, this is the greatest financial deception that I believe is going to play out in the next 6 months to a year that the world has really ever seen, especially the United States. The war machine is kicking into full gear, and we're going to go over a few stories regarding current wars, an upcoming war, and the GDP. Recently, the gross domestic product of America rose, surprisingly, to everyone's surprise, but it was based off of two things: war spending, us sending money, lots of money, to other countries to fight proxy wars. And then, secondly, warehouses of factories that were being built in America, not filled yet, but because of a war between China and Taiwan. To get this kicked off, type one if you believe that our government is hell-bent on getting us into a war. The first story I want to share with you, it's out of Zero Hedge. It's entitled General Dynamics New 155 Millimeter Shell Factory Opens as War Cycle Kicks into Higher Gear. Now, as we go over this story, I want you to understand that us building shells and sending them all around the world for proxy wars and a war possibly involving the United States is not going to help you. It is not going to put food on your table. And it's not going to put you in a position where your lifestyle is better. Just a few people will gain from the massive amounts of money that this produces. It says General Dynamics' new 155 millimeter artillery shell factory in Mesquite, Texas, is set to produce 30,000 shells per month, according to a New York Times report. This will provide crucial support to the Ukrainian armed forces on the first and second lines and bring the U.S. Army closer to its 100,000 shell target goal by 2025. However, this goal remains far behind Russia's current 155 millimeter shell production capacity, 250 rounds per month. First, I need to state that our United States has fallen very short of both China and Russia's economy, and you are being lied to on the mainstream media. Do you agree with that? Yes or no? People need to understand how very serious these times are. On Wednesday, National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby told reporters the new Mesquite shell factory will significantly increase our country's ability to manufacture parts that are used to produce artillery ammunition. Kirby said construction at the Mesquite factory began last year with funds allotted by the $95 billion security supplemental passed by Congress last month. To stand up new production lines as part of a national effort to significantly increase the number of artillery shells that we produce every month. Let's make this very clear. Your tax dollars and my tax dollars are funding artillery and money going to Ukraine, where the president of that country that used to be in some weird bisexual boy band is stealing money, which the CIA came out and told him to stop stealing. They figured he's stolen around $300 million of our tax dollars. Our current president is allowing, not securing our country. He doesn't care about your security or mine. However, he's followed by Secret Service agents and a big wall around the White House, a perimeter around the White House. If this doesn't cause your blood to boil, I don't know what will. If it does, type four. At full capacity, the factory will produce 30,155 millimeter shells a month. The latest data from NATO's Secretary General showed that Ukraine fires about 4,000 and five, between 4,000 and 7,000 shells a day. That is your taxpayer dollars going to secure the Democratic Party's servers that are held in Ukraine. This information went public around the year 2015 to 2016. The reason why they are there is because you would have to declare a war on a country to go get them. Shell factories in Scranton and Wilkesboro, Pennsylvania, currently produce about 36,155 millimeter shells a month. There's enough of this. This is going to make me sick. The next story that I want to go over right here, and this again is out of Zero Hedge. It's entitled, The West is Hellbent on Provoking Russia into a Hot War. If you agree with that, type six. The warning by President Putin could not be starker. In the event of the use of long-range weapons, the Russian armed forces will again have to make decisions about expanding the sanity zone further. Do they want global conflict? It seemed they wanted to negotiate with us, not Ukraine, but we don't see much desire to do this. Out of the Kremlin, spokesperson Dmitry Peskov then came up with the appropriate metaphor to designate NATO's ramped up military outbursts. Not only NATO is raising the degree of escalation, but delving into a warlike ecstasy. It does not get much more serious than that. They, as Putin alluded to, do seem to want global conflict. And that's at the heart of NATO's new suicidal ecstasy strategy. You know, what I think about all of the amazing American soldiers that we have that are working in our military. A lot of them joined the military because they wanted a bright future. They wanted benefits that the military and the government could give them, like good home loans, free education, insurance benefits, things like that. And I can guarantee you, and if you know of a military member that joined, or you are, and you don't want to fight these wars because you see these wars are intended to make wealthy people wealthier, type 10. I think about the war machine and how all throughout civilization, kings and dictators, and I believe that we're going back to kings and dictators. I believe we have one in the office right now. And what's crazy is that they push this as it's a good thing, but it's not. There's nothing positive about what's going on in our government and in our military. And one of the positive things they say is, look, the GDP is going up, but every single one of us are getting poorer because our purchasing power is rapidly declining. I believe that it is your duty. It is my duty to become as successful as possible. I honestly believe that every single one of you watching has a good heart and a good, strong mind. And the reason why is because you look past all the fancy things of life and you want to find the truth. Hashtag truth if you're one of those people. The reason why I say that is because there are a lot of people in our nation that have, and the world, that have a poverty mindset. Like, it's a good thing to be impoverished. That is so far from the truth, and it's wrong thinking. It's bad teaching, because you can't help people without money. You have to learn how to become successful. And the first step in becoming successful is to scale back and know when to strike. That's the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is information that you've attained over the years in various ways. Wisdom is the ability to take that knowledge and wait for the perfect time to implement that knowledge for the most amazing outcome. We are going to go to war one day. Again, war is not going to go away. But right now, our country is in the throes of a dictatorship. And that dictatorship not only includes the White House, but it includes Congress. And we need to do something. The only thing we can do is to become as, I'm not joking. Whoever holds the gold makes the rules. Have you heard that term? Type 11 if you have. But you have to understand it's not just physical gold. It's he who has the money makes the rules. And our middle class is becoming poorer and poorer. And the middle class is what the government fears the most. Why? Because they have always, for the greater part of our nation's history, owned the majority of the wealth of our nation. That's what scares the government. We need to make the middle class rich again. I implore you to think differently. I dare you to change habits for yourself that will bring real wealth. And one of those things is a planned detonation of this economy. If you don't believe it, then go ahead, stop watching, and bet against me. I'll see you in a year. But if you're one of those people that are going to take up this mantle, say I am down below in the comments. And I need you to say it out loud. Because there are people in this government that don't care if our children get sent off to war and die. Do you think Hitler cared? You think Stalin cared? Mussolini? No, they all wanted more power. They're right now trying to imprison our last president because they're so scared. Well, I'll tell you what. There was also a sham trial that was made up for Jesus Christ. How'd that turn out? It's interesting that most people will only believe what they're told. They won't do any research. They won't contemplate something, especially if they already disagree with it. They won't contemplate it as truth so that they can really use wisdom to break down what they're being told, what they're seeing, to identify real life and real opportunities. I hope you got something out of this. It just leads me to, it's everything I can do from getting completely pissed off. The Economic Ninja is out.